with the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Ghost. If you'll turn with me to a very familiar passage in the book of John, the 11th chapter. John chapter 11. This is very familiar to all of us. About Lazarus and his sisters. I'll be skipping through this chapter. It's rather lengthy, and I'll be going through certain verses. But we'll begin with the first verse. Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. Mary and Martha, they loved the Lord so much. In fact, Mary was the sister that took ointment and washed Jesus' feet and then wiped it with her hair. They loved him so much. And our Lord returns that love to us. You say you love him. He loves you that much more. As much as we could love or think we could love anyone, our Lord Jesus Christ loves us more. There's no length, no height to his love. It's eternal. This is how much he cares about you and me. Now we'll skip down to the fourth verse. When Jesus heard that, he said, "This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God might be glorified thereby." Now Jesus loved Martha, her sister, and Lazarus. When he heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Why? Why did he tarry? If you heard that someone in your family was near death, very ill, you'd rush to their side. Why didn't Jesus? Because Jesus was going to show them what God can do. But they didn't understand that as at this point. All they knew is he was very sick and Jesus didn't come right away. Let's skip down to the 11th verse. "These things said he, and after that he saith unto them, Our friend Lazarus sleepeth, but I go that I may awake him out of his sleep. Then said his disciples, Lord, if he sleep, he shall do well. He shall do well. Howbeit Jesus spake of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest in sleep. Then Jesus told them plainly, Lazarus is dead. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent ye may believe. Nevertheless, let us go unto him." He was going to show them. They didn't understand when he says Lazarus sleeps. Well, if he sleeps, there's no problem. He'll wake up. Then he had to tell them plainly, he's dead. But this sickness is unto the glory of God. And he was going to show them. That's why he tarried. He was going to show them that things aren't always handled the way we expect them to be. We call this divine delay. In His time, not ours. We want things right away. God doesn't always do it right away. Sometimes we have to go through things. Why? To strengthen us spiritually, maybe. But He does it for a purpose. He does everything for a purpose. Praise His holy name. We'll go down to the 14th verse, or the 15th verse. And we read this already. And I am glad for your sakes that I was not there to the intent. Ye may believe, nevertheless, let us go unto Him. Then in the 17th verse, He says, then when Jesus came, He found that He had lain in the grave for 4 days already. 4 days He was in the grave. You know, and He knew, that Lazarus was dead. But He was going to do something that they couldn't believe. 21st verse says, then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if Thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever Thou wilt ask of God, God will give it Thee. Jesus saith unto her, Thy brother shall rise again. Now, she didn't understand what He meant by that. Because she says here in the 24th verse, Martha says unto Him, I know that He shall rise again in the resurrection and the last day. Jesus saith unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in Me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in Me shall never die. Believest thou this? Believest thou this? Do you believe it? Praise God, I believe it. He is the resurrection and the life. Our life is through Jesus Christ. He gave His life for you and I. For you and I. Something we didn't even deserve. But He gave His life. He forgave us before we were born. And He extends Himself every day to you and I. And don't think that because you go through things that He loves you any less than anybody else. That's not a truth. He loves you so much. He cares for you. Whatever He does for a purpose. I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in Me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. What does that mean? Though he were dead, He's telling Lazarus is dead here, but he still lives. And He was going to show Himself real. There were many unbelievers, even when He was going to go to see Lazarus. The apostle says, Lord, they want to stone you there. They want to kill you. Why would you go? Our Lord has a reason for everything He does. The plan of salvation, the plan that God has in each of our lives, this is what God is going by, Not what you and I think or what you and I say, but what he has planned. It's been planned from the beginning, how everything was going to happen. And he's planning here for us. Let's go to the 32nd verse. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Martha said it. Now Mary was saying it. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her, he groaned in the spirit. He was deeply moved and was troubled also, and said, Where have ye laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. And Jesus wept. Jesus wept. He had feelings too. He loved this brother. He loved her, his family. He knew what they were going through. And all those people that were there weeping. He understood their sorrow. He understands our sorrow. And I'm sure he weeps for us also. Why does he weep? Because he cares. Because he loves us. Praise his holy name. Then said the Jews, Behold how he loved him. And some of them said, Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Yes, he could have. He could have said, I'll be there right away, and I'll take care of it. But Lazarus wasn't dead yet. And Jesus tarried, and he waited, because he had his plan already in effect. Let them wait, let them see, and let God get the glory, because he deserves all the glory. 38th verse. Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Jesus said, Take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. 4 days. Jesus saith unto her, Said I not unto thee that if thou wouldest believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. He was telling the Lord, God, I knew that you would handle this in your way, and we're going to handle it right now. And he said, And when he thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. 4 days in the grave. But our Lord Jesus Christ went there to show the people that he was real, that he was going to heal this man, bring him back from the dead after 4 days. So is there anything too hard for him? I don't think so. Is there anything too hard for him to do for us? I don't think so. So if he tells you, wait upon me, I'll be there in my time. And in his time, he will take care of you. In the meantime, even as he said to Paul, Paul asked to be healed. He had an infirmity in his body. He asked to be healed also. And what did God say to him? My grace is sufficient for thee. My grace is sufficient for thee. Wait upon me. If the time and when the time comes, I'll do the work. But wait. It doesn't happen all the time in a moment. You and I have to wait upon the Lord. He gave us salvation. He has promised us eternal life. So this body doesn't mean anything now. We're going to have a glorified body with no more pain, no more sickness, no more hunger, no more thirst, but glorified forever in our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise his holy and precious name. He loves us so much that he was willing to die for you and I. And he that was dead came forth bound hand and foot in his grave clothes. And his face was bound about with a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, loose him and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed in him. They believed, but they had to see. We don't have to see, dear ones. We know he's real. We know he's here for you and I. There's nothing, absolutely nothing that he won't do for you and me. So if we have to go through things, with God's grace, we go through them. And if he wants to heal us immediately, his will be done. But for you and me, let's wait upon the Lord. It may not be a healing in your body. It may be a situation in your life. But he hasn't left us. He never leaves us. Praise his holy name. Never leaves us nor forsakes us. And he will make a way of escape. Wait upon him. Be of good courage. He hasn't left us. He loves us. Praise his holy name. Some of the Pharisees were always trying to make things worse for him. They tried to say that what he did was of the devil. Oh, Beelzebub, has cast devils out of him. What did Jesus tell them? Why would the devil cast out his own? He would give them more. He wants to give us problems all the time. And every time we believe a little harder, he comes against us a little harder. And every time we think we're in a better place, brother, sister, you better pray harder because he's around. Yes, the Lord never leaves us nor forsakes us, but the enemy is always around too. And when he comes against you, you got to know the difference between God's voice and his, because he speaks with a still small voice too. Don't worry about it. Just go ahead and do it. Everything's going to be fine. Don't worry about it. Get ye behind me, Satan, and don't push, because I've got someone here stronger than you. So let us continue. And I know you all know this. I don't have to tell you. I know you read your word. But understand it. There's a lot of it I don't understand yet. And I read it over and over and over. Sometimes he opens up my mind to certain things, and sometimes he doesn't. He may not want me to understand it at that time, but the time will come when he wants you to understand something. And when he does, it'll open up a library. You'll understand it. Your mind will be so illumined to it. Lord, how come I didn't see this before? How come I read these things, these passages so many times? How come I couldn't understand it? You weren't ready. But as we grow in the Lord, he opens up more for us. And dear ones, remember this. The more we know, the more we're responsible for. We're responsible for everything God has given us and made us to understand. But as he was with his apostles, very patient with them. They always ask questions, Thomas especially. Why, Lord? How come, Lord? Where are you, Lord? Always asking questions. But God had mercy upon him because he knew he was human. He was human, as we all are. But in his time, he will open up everything to us. I hear people saying today, oh, the Mayan calendar is going to be fulfilled on the 21st of December. Well, more power to them. What do we care? God doesn't tell us when he's coming. But if we're ready, we don't have to worry about it. They worry about it. They're packing their bags. They're hiding places. Why? Because they're scared. And they should be. If they don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, they should be afraid. I would be, not knowing where I was going to be the next day. But we know Lord Jesus Christ. We know him. And he's here for you, and he's here for me. And anything we go through, he goes through it with us. We don't go through it alone. He's there by your side at all times. He's holding your hands. When the darkness comes, he opens the lights. And we go through that place. And when there's a pit, he pulls us aside so we don't fall in that pit. We are such a privileged people, dear ones. We are so privileged to know our Lord Jesus Christ as our personal saviors. If there's anybody that doesn't know him today, reach out. Reach out to him. He's looking for you. And he opens the door for you. Just knock. He's waiting there to open that door. He's waiting for you. And for us that know the Lord, do everything according to His scripture, follow His laws, obey His word, and we have nothing to worry about. He's there for us at all times with a love that never ends. The name of the Lord be praised.